Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
What's up,
here
buddy?
Here on Black Monday, also known as the National Championship. And why do we need to talk about this game when we still could talk about the Chargers and Raiders for 4 hours?
We might actually get to more cogent points than what you might have heard over the last 24 hours.
Oh, boy.
But yeah,
I tell you.
Mean, smoking hot like fire. Add to that the... At least for me, my phone blowing up. You know, I didn't know there were so many memes circling around the Wizard of Oz.
Well, you know, there is a there's a new day for everything, and you don't know when what meme is going to be a big deal on which day. Who knew?
Well, like you said, which day? It was
exactly.
All the Wicked Witch melting or the Munchkins dancing around that the Bears had cleaned house.
Yes.
Except they really didn't clean house. We'll talk about that as the night goes on. But what a weekend, buddy. What a weekend, buddy. And then we come back and, well, we've got full slate of NBA and this national title field goal kicking contest.
Yeah, look, I always call it a good Black Monday when the Jets aren't firing a coach, because that happens every couple of years. So it's like an off year in the cycle. Like next year at this time, maybe we're doing it again. So
yeah, they're like
I'm enjoying the 1 year off. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Instead of every 17 years, it's every other year, but that's okay. Yes, plenty of big change in the National Football League. We'll get to that in a second. But right now, smack dab in the middle of the national championship game, Alabama leads Georgia at halftime 9-6. Not exactly the game we were expecting. Probably a little bit more offense, probably at least one touchdown in the first half, but this is the game we're getting so far. And, you know, I think the one thing to take away from this first half is that Georgia is keeping Alabama at bay by getting pressure on Bryce Young and specifically doing exactly what Kirby Smart said in the pregame. Like right before they got on the field, he said, we got to get off the field on third down. You know, that's what it is. And you hear that all the time, but that really is what it has been for this game. And going back to the SEC championship game and moving on from that is that Georgia's got to get off the field in the third down. Alabama will wear you out. And so far, they've been able to pressure Bryce Young a lot and a lot of free runs at him, and he doesn't have a lot of time to throw. He still found a way to throw for over 200 yards, but still on third down, on pressure downs, Georgia's been able to do enough. Now, that's keeping them in it at this point. It's not controlling the game. The second half could be different. The more Alabama's offense is on the field, because Georgia clearly has had a tough time moving the football. But right now, Georgia being able to get after Bryce Young and pressure him has kept them in this game.
Neither team able to run the ball with any efficiency to this point. I mean, as we look at it, you know, you include sacks on these things, which always gets a little bit weird. But you're looking at 36 total rushing yards. You got 7 penalties for Georgia. That's one you circle as you flow. And obviously the injury to Jameson Williams, the one that the big hit. And halftime comes, and now you make adjustments, right, in the Alabama locker room, trying to figure out exactly how you twist your playbook and the call to integrate all those young, talented, I mean, the next 5-star guys, right, pop up. But Nick Saban, obviously a level of concern as he walked to the locker room, you know, under his own power. But that, as we know, doesn't mean a whole lot. He was in the injury tent for quite a while, and you saw a number of teammates on the broadcast trying to peek in to get a glimpse as to what the hell was going on, which is never a good sign with that level. But to your point, it's about getting off the field. Both teams doing a good job limiting third down conversions as combined 6 for 17. The thing about this, the game speed is absurd. It's like a video game.
Oh, you want
the linebackers flying
the front
around
seven? How fast they all are! How fast you watch and go, man, my team has no shot to ever play for a national title.
But there was a sack.
The front seven are.
Dallas Turner, linebacker, gets past the tackle. Basically runs around him. He does this circuitous route to get back to get after and sack Bennett. It was amazing. It's like, wow. I mean, that is, you know, 0 to 60 just like that. And so watching the speed and the collisions, I mean, turn up the volumes. If you've got the extra, you know, subwoofers in your house, man, the crackle of the pads is coming through on a whole other level, giving you chills. Thinking you're just an extension of Sunday.
Yeah.
Because right now, I mean, it's the Jaguars-Bills game, 9-6.
Oh, look at you. Hey, send in the clow.
Hey, should have pissed Trevor Lawrence off earlier. He was unflappable with everything else. Wait, there's going to be clowns in our game? How dare you? They paid for the ticket. Oh, okay.
Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. And that's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24-7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. So at halftime, we'll keep you updated on this game as it goes in the third and fourth quarter. And really, the speed of the front seven, you know, just what you watch this game and you go, my goodness, everything is so fast. It's so quick twitch. Everybody is so on top of things. And it makes you appreciate the game, but also makes you feel like, yeah, if my team just makes the playoff, I'm feeling okay about that. Like Michigan right now has got to be going, ooh, maybe we're just okay to make the playoff. And Cincinnati's saying the same thing. Ooh, maybe we were just happy to make that four. That's why we should expand the playoff, because it's more of a victory to get there. Because when you're playing teams like this that are this loaded defensively and this fast, good luck.
I mean, buddy, look, I'm doing a full first-round mock draft out of this game.
It's everybody. You don't need to take anybody
take
else.
Guy. Wait, he's a freshman? He's only played three games this year? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just that level of speed and efficiency and the ground covered, sideline to sideline. I mean, obviously, today, one of the great notes as we go on with college football and to get transitioned to the NFL momentarily, our buddy LeVar Arrington, our teammate here at Fox Sports Radio, goes into the College Football Hall of Fame. And you remember him, sideline to sideline. There was no escaping, right? It was like Bobby Boucher screaming. He actually said he was one of the inspiration and talked to them about that film. That's a whole other story that'll show up in a book. But, like, it's watching this. Like, all right, that guy's going to get to the edge, isn't he? Nope. Linebacker got there first and waved to him, waiting on him. So that's what we're watching here in this title game. It's just crazy.
Oh, boy. So we'll have more on this again. You know, Katy Perry performing a very good song here at halftime. But
oh,
we'll
brilliant.
Have more on the action when it does resume. Meanwhile, yes, today, Black Monday in the National Football League. That's is when everybody wonders, are they going to be called into the coach's office saying, Flintstone? And that's what happened. We had Dave Gettleman, GM of the Giants, quote, resign after a horrible four-year stretch as general manager. Brian Flores is fired as Dolphins head coach. Maybe the one, probably, if any of them are the, you have to say, I didn't 100% expect that today. That's the one. But the other ones we all knew. Mike Zimmer, we knew that he was on thin ice and that was going to happen. Rick Spielman also let go in Minnesota. And really, to no surprise, Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace both let go in Chicago. And as part of the dysfunction for your Chicago Bears, Mike Harmon, it got so bad that Matt Nagy was asking George McCaskey, who do you want to see a quarterback? And what's up? Just tell me who you want to put in. I'll put him in a quarterback.
Yes.
That's my favorite part of the day. George, you tell me, man. I'm just the coach. Who do you want to see? I'll put anybody. You know, if we can bring back Vince Evans, I'll put him in the game. If you say Vince Evans, I'll put Vince Evans in. I'll put him in. Who do you want to see? That's who I'll go for, a quarterback. Oh, that was my favorite part of today. You tell me who you want. I'll put him in.
Now, obviously I've got many long diatribes about this, but I'll take this piece of this pie right now. That George McCaskey allowed Matt Nagy to continue coaching at that point, and we've talked about it a lot, so long as there was an active contract, Matt Nagy wasn't getting fired. And that was one of the concerns as they started playing well against Minnesota yesterday. Remember, I talked about it a long while ago. There were a couple of reports of super sleuths in Chicago talking about biographies and how contract status for Nagy and Pace had always been included, and then suddenly it wasn't. So there was a fear/potential belief that they'd been extended quietly through 2022. Turns out that's not the case, because I guarantee if there was still money on the contract, they were going to bleed it and make Nagy suffer along with the rest of us for another year. But if the guy comes to you in a crisis of conscience during the year, I just don't know, George, who tells you flat out, I am not a football guy. I don't know who to play at quarterback. Okay? Matt Nagy should have been fired on the spot. Right? That's it. Whether it's Bill Lazor, you hire someone from the outside midseason to just say, shuffle up and deal. See what you're going to do. That's it. The other is McCaskey. There were a million things. He went after the fans. He went after all the legends, the Olin Krutz $15 an hour offer to go and be a consultant with the offensive line was brought up, and he hummed and hawed for seconds at a time, and then finally more or less called him a liar without saying the word liar. Just said Olin, you know, is Olin kind of thing, and doesn't always remember right or something to that effect. But McCaskey was also asked, like, he's still in charge, as I guess my long way of getting to it, saying the board thinks he's doing a good job. Five members of the board are his damn family with the same damn surname.
Well,
so that means you're the best of the six? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Hey, you tell me you love Succession. This is Succession in real life, the bear way the Bears run their front office.
Their empire is still there. I haven't watched the last episode. Don't spoil it for me. But at least for now, they've all still got their money, and there's still some success with some bad headlines.
It's the same thing. There's no one to root for. No, there's no one to root. Just like Succession, there's no one to root for. I don't know who to root for because I don't think anybody can turn this team around. I don't know why. Who am I rooting for now? I have no idea. I don't like any of these people. Yes, the Bears front office is like Succession.
Yeah, so the problem with all this is, and I get back, and I did a little podcast with a guy in Chicago who's on the come, and it'll be up, and I'll retweet it at Swollen Dome. But I basically said, in this process, you've now given up. Because he asked me, who do you want to be the coach and GM? I go, who's doing the decision making? And then they started to have their press conference after we'd already recorded this. I'm like, can we re-record? Because I was right. I don't care who I said I need to know who's making the decision. And when they said George was still in charge, George McCaskey, I'm like, yeah, it's going to be the same thing. No matter how many guys they interview, no matter how many coaches and GM prospective candidates, they're going to get it wrong because they always do. They've had multiple bites at the proverbial apple, and they've failed in each of these issues. And I also said whoever does come in and is deciding, Justin Fields should be potentially on the hook too. Right? Why is all the presumption that you have to build around him? Maybe the coach and GM don't like him. Not as a person, and not that he can't become the guy, but with where he is as a player right now, did you see a guy that was 100%? Yes, this guy's a surefire star. I sure as hell didn't. And I don't know that anybody in Chicago, unless they're the sycophants and fanboys that just want to be loved by the Bears and not thrown out at press conferences, feel that either. So, yeah, much more to go on this one. But suffice to say, mixed feelings, right? They made the move, but then they're still going to go through the same process. They bring in Bill Polian. That's the guy that's going to help them?
Oh, sure.
Is he going to turn Justin Fields to
I'm
a wide receiver?
You, dude, get the Roy family. Get the Roy family from Succession.
Can we just play the music whenever they start, when they walk into a press conference then?
At least they can't do any worse, and if it was worse, it would be more fun. And I would enjoy not liking them, unlike the show where I just don't like anybody on the show, so it's tough to watch because I really want to
root for somebody.
Yeah,
but you think about Brian Cox trying to sell you McDonald's fries the whole time.
Well, that and trying to turn Wolverine into a weapon. Those are the two things.
That's damn right. Evidently, you can get him to give you messages for like $500.
Brian Cox just goes, what do you think? He just goes, ba-dum-bum-bum-bum.
That'd be the best football decision they've made in years.
AutoZone has the free services you need to help you get back on the road, like their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If you're having trouble starting your car, AutoZone will test your battery for free and help you find the issue so you don't spend money on parts you don't need. With over 5,600 locations nationwide, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with their free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply, so get in the zone. AutoZone. So the Giants need new leadership. So do the Dolphins. So do the Vikings. So do the Bears. Which is the best job? Who's going to be stepping in? Coming up next, Jason Lockenfora, CBS Sports NFL Insider, stops by with all the latest on that. Keep it right here. National Championship Night. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, Bryce Young might be getting a little bit frustrated. He just threw up a pass into triple coverage that was intercepted at midfield by Georgia, who takes over down 9-6 early in the third quarter. Yes, he's thrown for over 200 yards, but Georgia has kept Alabama out of the end zone, and Young looked like he was really forcing that one. So a big, big mistake. Georgia definitely has the capability now to tie this game or potentially take the lead. Still 12 minutes to go in the third quarter on this. We'll keep you updated, but right now, joining us on the hotline for Black Monday in the National Football League, CBS Sports, NFL insider extraordinaire Jason LaCanfora, who was just named general manager of the New York Giants. So, Jay, congratulations on that. I mean, Joe Judge wanted to be GM and the owner as well, so you had to beat him out for that. Congratulations.
Hey, Joe Judge gets whatever he wants. That's all that anybody needs to know.
Ooh, all right. There's a lot of dysfunction we got to deal with today, but let's start with the Giants first. Okay, we knew Dave Gettleman was going to go. Joe Judge, we weren't sure. But he wants a say in the next GM. He wants a say in things. He understands he was close to getting fired, right? I mean, like, he's not Bill Belichick making demands there, right?
Well, but, I mean, look, his sense of self and self-awareness and he's – he seems hell-bent on hanging himself, and that's still a possibility. I mean, they haven't come out with any proclamation and said he's definitely back. He hasn't done any press conferences. I mean, there's a lot of people putting a lot of stuff out there in the media, but he doesn't know for sure. I mean, he had a chance to address his team. Well, yeah, he hasn't been fired yet, so, I mean, that's not any huge development. And he definitely has certain people who he thinks he could work best with. It's staggering that he's still there now, but I would just say there is still at least a chance that common sense prevails here.
Well, we'll always have the 3rd-and-9 quarterback sneak as a group to remember forever and ever. Down in Miami, Brian Flores is out. All the reports of just relationship issues between Flores players, the GM. Were you surprised by this? And, you know, the proclamation that Harbaugh won't get poached by them, you know, where do they go?
Well, look, if Harbaugh's still in the middle of sort of some conversations with Michigan and, you know, one of the other teams that really likes Harbaugh, it's in the playoffs. And, you know, we'll see what that means for Rich Bisaccia, but certainly with the team in the playoffs, it's not like Mark Davis is going to start a full-throttle approach of Jim Harbaugh. But it's clear that Harbaugh's not going back to Michigan. You know, Ross said, I'm not going to steal him from my alma mater. Well, if it's clear that he's gone, you think he'd rather play against him or have him on his sideline? So I would say stay tuned on that as well. You know, am I surprised? Mildly, this was something I reported in November that at that point Ross had pretty much soured on this guy. Now, he goes and wins 8 of his last 9 games. Could something change? Well, sure. They haven't had a run like that in Miami in quite some time. But ultimately, he chose to listen to people who were in that building all the time and listen to some of his top sort of lieutenants who said that, you know, Brian Flores is probably going to want to run more offensive coaches out of there yet again. And, you know, Brian Flores, it hasn't exactly been functional. And, you know, Chris Greer, the GM, was there to serve Brian Flores. Brian Flores, whatever you could say, how much power he had on paper or otherwise, Chris Greer was a pleaser. And, you know, this guy got what he wanted, and it was never good enough. And I'm getting rid of this player. I'm getting rid of that coach. Nothing's right, even though it's all handpicked by him. And it just wore some people out, you know? I mean, you're firing PR people. You're meddling in the other departments outside of football. You better win, you know what I mean? And in this case, he won late, but not enough in the eyes of the owner to offset the internal issues in that building and also the big hole that he dug for himself. So it's a common refrain. A lot of guys who worked under Belichick, they get out from the nest, and this is what it looks like.
Now, Jay, now there's what's inside the building in Miami. There's the lack of self-awareness by Joe Judge, and then there's the Chicago Bears. Mm. No surprise today, all right, you know, Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy both let go. George McCaskey has this rambling press conference. He's yelling at reporters. He's making crazy analogies. Yeah. You know, if you're trying to sell me on Chicago Bears football, there's better ways to do it than what happened today.
This was pull your pants down and spank yourself Monday. I mean, there's a lot of people unmasking themselves. And then over the weekend we had the Jags team president basically coming out and giving a statement to the paper down there in Jacksonville that we really don't care about fan sentiment, you know. It's an interesting time to be a decision maker in the NFL. It's hard to do. When you're in a city like Chicago, you've got a fan base like that, and you have that sort of tradition, and you've been this bad for this long, it takes some doing. It takes people making incompetent decisions, and they've done a lot of that. And are they going to get it right this time? I don't know. I don't know.
Same guys making the decisions, Jason.
Yeah.
So
hard. You know, it's why are these same people always sort of in these same awkward press conference positions every 2 to 3 years? Everything I've heard is that there has been a sense of kind of trying to dip back into their past, and there is this sort of allure of various people who had success here at various times in the past to understand what it's like to be in Hallis Hall when we're a winning franchise. And maybe we need to reconnect with that. And whether that's Leslie Frazier, whether that's Jim Harbaugh, whether that's Rod Graves. I mean, there's been a bunch of different names that I've heard sort of connected to that thing in various capacities. Nothing's really been that close to working lately, not on a sustained basis, that's for sure.
Absolutely insane. CBS Sports, Jason Lockenfora with us here, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio, as we wrap up the regular season, get to the playoffs. Follow Jason on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. You can hear him on 105.7 The Fan there in Baltimore as well. And Jason, the season ends for the Ravens, but new life and new hope for Ben Roethlisberger. I thought he'd done his final waves, and here he is.
He's like a vampire or like a zombie. You can't kill him off, you know? Like, there's always another life. There's always another comeback. There's always another win. There's always another tiebreaker that they survive. That's a really flawed football team. It's another situation where I think they had 37 plays for 126 yards through three quarters. I mean, they were doing absolutely nothing. And then they took the game over, held the ball for 11 minutes in the fourth quarter, and win it in overtime. It's a unique career. It really is. And for him to have had his first NFL playing experience being kind of thrown to the wolves at Baltimore as a rookie when Tommy Maddox is knocked out. And then to have it end, you know, against that bitter rival in Baltimore, you know, on a 30-degree day in a pouring rain, to come back with another fourth-quarter comeback and knock them out of the playoffs and end up projecting yourself in. It's very Big Ben. And do I think they can, you know, do I think they will beat Kansas City? No, I don't. But, like, at this point, you know, am I going to say absolutely positively no chance? No, because they had no business beating Baltimore the first time, let alone yesterday. They had no business beating Tennessee, you know? They had no business almost coming back and beating the Vikings when they had given up 29 points and 300 yards in the first half. You know, I mean, but all the tiebreakers fell for them. I mean, really, if Brandon Staley doesn't call that timeout, they're probably not in the playoffs.
Well, Jay, remember.
So am I going to say they have no chance to beat the Chiefs? No.
Look, the Steelers, look, all they got to do is a couple of 27-play drives for 28 yards.
Yep.
They don't need to score, but they just keep the ball away from Mahomes, and they win 3-0. I mean, it could just happen that way.
It could, you know. T.J. Watt gets 7 sacks. I mean, who knows?
Now, look, now you brought up Brandon Staley and the timeout last night and everything that went along with it, with trying to break this down. And, you know, I don't give him as much flack for the timeout as I do on the 4th and 2.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly the 4th down gambling riverboat Ron Rivera persona that he has had this year has cost them at least 2 games. I mean, I think Staley's a good coach, but, wow, he's his own worst enemy so many times.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to see if he's a good coach. I like him a lot personally, and I understand why he was hired, and I believe in a lot of what he believes in, but everything in moderation. You know, there has to be some middle ground. I mean, when you're going for it from your own 18 in the third quarter of a one-possession game, that's going to determine your season. That, you know, and you have Justin Herbert, so it's not like you've got to force something there. It gives me pause. You know, his defense wasn't very effective, wasn't very good for pretty much all the season. You know, that's not great. I don't know, guys. Like, the two coaches who kind of became the face of this thing this season of kind of taking it, pushing it to the limit with the fourth down stuff and two-point conversions and all the mathematical edges were Brandon Staley and John Harbaugh, right? And they combined probably fell 6 points and 45 yards on the wrong side of the playoff ledger. In large part, or at least in some part, because of the decisions they made.
Now, we kind of referenced it in getting to the tiebreakers falling into place. What do you make of Indianapolis, and what can they do with Carson Wentz?
No, I mean, he's the ticking time bomb, you know? And the weeks where he got on a pretty good little run there where they weren't asking him to do a ton. It was limited, but he was getting it done, and he wasn't turning the ball over on the road. And when you can run the ball like they do, and the quarterback doesn't mess it up on the road, and you got a pretty good defense, then you probably beat a lot of teams you're supposed to beat. But he just never – I don't know if it was COVID, guys. You know, they lost 2 games. He plays the Raiders game, but he's not super sharp. You know, unvaxxed guy, misses time with COVID, didn't practice that week, obviously. And then in this game, he was in a total fog. It just – I mean, even like they're down 3 scores in the second half, and you're like, bro, like you need to move. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like get the play in and go. Like you got to be sprinting around. Like this is it. This is your season. And there was just sort of this disconnect there. But no, he's – look, the Colts keep running into the same thing. Like the quarterback at the end of the day – It ends up being too limited to get you where you want to go. I do like a lot of other things about that roster. I believe in Frank Reich. And, you know, if you would have told me Christmas night that these guys were going to, you know, miss the playoffs after they went to Arizona with a depleted roster and bullied them, I would have said no way. You know, even with Carson Wentz, and I think that night he only completed like 5 passes or something like that, but they still played bully ball, I would have said no way. So, yeah, they're going to have to figure something out at the quarterback position, and it's not going to be easy. We'll see what Chris Ballard can figure out there.
You can follow him on Twitter at Jason Lockenfor. That is at Jason Lockenfor, CBS Sports NFL Insider. Jay, as always, my friend, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week. Enjoy the games. We'll see you.
Always my pleasure, gentlemen. Have a great week. Thank you.
Thanks, Jason. All right.
Great stuff there from Jason Lockenfor. Look, coming up in a few minutes, we'll get into – we'll tell you exactly – I can't get over how many people are misconstruing the end of that Raider-Charger game last night for what happened and the timeouts and all that, because we're going to be able to set you straight on all of that stuff coming up in a few minutes, because really, it baffled me last night when it was going on, and it baffled me today. I feel like everybody just jumped and said, oh, we called timeout. Oh, Jada. I'm like, well, I think it goes a little bit more than that, a little bit deeper. Now, real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Well, coming up next, with all the openings today in the NFL, we got some big time openings. The best opening, the best job, the best place to succeed isn't where you think it is. Where should you go if you're a head coach and you want to succeed in the NFL with what's open? The answer is going to surprise you. And that's next right here, Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. Well, we finally got a touchdown in the national championship game. It is now 13-9, Georgia with the lead over Alabama as the big play, and TJ James Cook taking the bus for 67 yards deep into Alabama territory. And then Zamir White goes in from a couple of yards out to give Georgia the lead. So finally, we have a touchdown. It happened.
You got okay. The big play and explosiveness you wanted after the missed field goal. Remember, went past the line of scrimmage. So if you're playing college fantasy football, it's not a block. It's just a miss. But they get the ball at the 20. He rips off the 67-yard run. Extra little face mask mixed therein to get the ball to the one, and they punch it in. And, well, now we've got some scoring. Now it's up to 22. So if you bet an in-game under, you're in trouble, buddy.
So we'll keep you updated on this. Again, 13-9, Alabama getting the football back now, down 4 with a little bit over a minute left to go in the third quarter. But with today being Black Monday in the NFL, right, we saw a lot of jobs open up. The Giants need a new GM. Joe Judge is staying, at least for now. Brian Flores let go as Dolphins head coach. Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace let go in Chicago. Look, there's a lot of drama and things that go along with all these jobs, right? You watched Chicago today and the George McCaskey press conference. You go, why the hell would I go there? Oh, my goodness, the dysfunction. The same thing in Miami. Brian Flores, who had a pretty good last couple of years, but now doesn't get along with players, allegedly. And the owner comes in and steps in and says, yeah, I'm making a change. And Tua's our guy. Ooh, is that really a good job? The Giants going in as GM there, they're an absolute mess. The gig to get where you can win right away, right? Like, what's the best job to have? Because, you know, there's only 32 jobs in the NFL. They say it all the time. There's only 32 jobs. Okay. Yes, you would love to get one of the big market jobs. You'd love to get the Giants job or the Bears job. But you also want to be a head coach for more than a couple of years before you get let go and have to go be a special teams coach again. Joe Judge. The best place to go, and this is where you should be lining up to go, is Minnesota. All right, you are coming in with a new GM. It is a brand new slate, and you are coming with a roster that is loaded. You have a lot of offensive weapons on there. Your defense didn't come. The defense wasn't as good this year as I thought it was. They spent a lot of money in free agency, and it all didn't come through. But this is still a loaded roster with so much talent and maybe the best wide receiver in the NFL outside of Cooper Kupp. So you have a lot there. And you look at the division, what are you seeing? The Bears are starting over. They're a mess. Aaron Rodgers may not be in Green Bay after this year, and suddenly it's Jordan Love, and the Lions are the Lions. So you tell me where you're going to go, and you're going to say, hey, this is where I'm going to go, and I'm going to win right away, and I can have this job for 8 years like Mike Zimmer did. The Vikings are the job. It's weird, because look, they're not nearly on the map as much as these other jobs are, because you're talking about the big, you're talking about all top five markets in New York, Chicago, Miami, but if you want to go win someplace, the Vikings is the job. It's set up for you to win. Just go in, get a couple of good players defensively to come in and fill some holes, and suddenly you could run roughshod over that division next year.
Yeah, it's funny because the other team that has all the talent but obviously not an advantageous schedule, i.e. six games a year within division, is Denver, right? Because on both sides of the ball, you've already re-upped your wide receivers. You got Javonte Williams, and you go and you got to figure out your quarterback position, but you've got a lot of other things in the proverbial cupboard. When you look at Minnesota, look, Aaron Rodgers is not going anywhere. Let's do this again. Let's start it right now. He ain't going anywhere. I don't care if his best friends from Green Bay have been sought for preliminary interviews in Denver. It doesn't matter. They're not going to trade him. He can go walk the earth before anything. But, yeah, Minnesota's it. Chicago, I'm not going to do the 15-minute diatribe.
It seems like you're mentally beaten by it. Mentally beaten by that.
No, that press conference from George McCaskey was one of the more agonizing 47 minutes because it counts as work. Like, that's work and show prep and life prep. And he's alienated so many. Like, I
he yelled
funny.
At a reporter before there was even one question, and he yelled at a reporter.
But that's the point. He's yelling at reporters. He's yelling at the fans, talking about how they treated Matt Nagy. He's getting into it. Olin Kreutz. It's famous that anybody that even talks to the media, if you're a veteran player, he wants no part of you. And he even kind of alluded to such in that press conference and then gave you really no hope because they're still the decision makers. And then I like the fight in Campbell's of what they might be able to build, but they still got to figure out a quarterback. Is it Jared Goff? I mean, DeAndre Swift is a beast. Amon-Ra St. Brown is a monster. So and Hockenson went healthy. There's three guys on your offense right there. You go, okay, I can work with this. And that's it. So, yeah, Minnesota, by default, you should be playoff worthy. Win a couple of those one-score games late.
Just flip it.
You didn't.
Just flip it. It's easiest to succeed. That's where you got to go.
Flip it. Zip
Twitter
it.
And How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Coming up next, everything you've heard today about Brandon Staley and the Chargers is wrong.